Okay. Gates is basically saying the AI era is going to be a messy transition, not a smooth upgrade. And honestly, that feels like the part people keep trying to hand-wave away.
Yeah, and he's not making the cute new tool, new jobs argument. He's saying cognition itself gets cheaper, which is a very different beast.
Right. Also, this is episode 911 of Exploring Next, which is a ridiculous number of episodes to spend agreeing that infrastructure matters.
Mm-hmm.
How's your week been, by the way? You look like you've been staring at model claims with that exact face you get.
Pretty normal. Which, for us, means I read something alarming and then got annoyed at the wording for 20 minutes.
That is such a you answer. I respect it, unfortunately.
He does make one real point. AI runs on devices people already have, and it speaks natural language, so adoption friction is lower than the PC era. That part is not hype, that's just distribution and interface.
Exactly. And from a product angle, that's why this lands harder than the usual future of work essay. If the workflow is already sitting in front of you, the change is way less ceremonial.
Right.
But he also slides pretty fast from, it can do a lot, to, it will replace cognition. That's the leap I'd want more evidence on, because replacement in a demo is not replacement in a messy org.
Totally. The technical version of his case is more convincing when he talks about models checking their own work and getting more reliable. That's the real mechanism for crossing from assistant to substitute.
And he's not just talking about software jobs, which is where a lot of people get lazy. He names sales, customer support, paralegal work, loan review, data analysis, even patient triage.
Yeah, and that's the part that makes it feel less like a niche labor story. Once the tasks are language, judgment, and paperwork, the blast radius gets broad fast.
No way.
I do think he overstates the clean timing a bit. Saying robots will compete on some physical tasks by the end of the decade is plausible, but it's still doing a lot of work on dexterity, safety, and cost curves.
Sure, but his larger point is that the incentives stack up fast. If one company cuts costs with AI and robots, everybody else has to follow or get crushed on price.
That part is solid. Competitive pressure is the boring mechanism that makes supposedly gradual transitions turn into sudden ones.
And that's why I think this should matter to people who run teams, not just people who read essays for sport. If you hire, train, or approve budgets, this is already a planning problem.
Exactly. The article is weakest where it gestures at, we need a plan, without naming the plumbing. What does a real plan mean here? Retraining, wage support, human-only roles? Slower deployment? Something else?
Okay, and that's where your skepticism is useful, because the essay is almost allergic to specifics there. But I kind of think he's right to be alarmed before the perfect policy menu exists.
Mm-hmm. Alarm first is fine. I just don't want the alarm to become a vibe instead of a design brief.
That's annoyingly good. Also, I cannot believe we're still in the era where the big question is basically, who gets the work and who gets the leftovers?
Yeah. And if AI really gets to near error-free output in some domains, the interesting question stops being output and becomes who's still needed in the loop.
All right, that's the one that sticks with me. Come back next time with a less depressing face, Harper.